Blog Talk Radio.
We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord, today, because you care for us in such a special way. That's why we praise you. We lift you up and we magnify your name. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled with praise, with praise. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning with a grateful heart, of Father God, and an attitude of gratitude to say thank you for one more day. Father God, we bless you. We magnify you. Father, thank you for watching over us as we slept, as we slumbered, and thank you for commanding us to rise and shine into a brand new day that we have not seen and we have not known. We embrace this day. We thank you for it, Father. Now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day the way you desire it to roll out. Father, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, and we thank you that we are bathed this morning, Father, blood-washed blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We want to bless you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, thank you for your people. Thank you for, Father God, our audience around the globe. Thank you for those who are being encouraged, Father, through the teaching and the preaching of your word, which is eternal and will never, ever, ever return unto you void. Your word is impossible to return to you void. And so we say thank you for the fulfillment of it as we believe and as we receive. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, Father God, we commit this service into your hands on today. Father God, that you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified, and we say thank you, Father, that we win and the devil lose. Victory belongs to your children. And as you told your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. Happy Independence Day. Happy Independence Day. We want to thank God. Amen. For you, for you, for you, and for you. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. And Jesus is Lord. Well, we pray that everyone is enjoying their holiday, enjoying their week. The weekend has been extended, and thank God for a new day. We want to thank God for a new week, and we want to thank God for a new month. All of this, all in one, a new season. Amen. God is doing all things new, even in the last days. Even when we come to the end, so close to the end, amen, glory be to God. Everybody knows we're close to the end, if they want to recognize it or not. Amen. But they know it. Amen. But even in that, God is doing all things new. Amen. So we just want to thank God. Amen. That we have come this far by faith, leaning on the everlasting arms. Amen. And amen. So, amen. People have been celebrating all weekend in a celebration mode. We thank God that the weather has been good over here on the East Coast. We don't know what is doing over in your part of the vineyard. Amen. But we want to thank God for this holiday. And it is a holiday. Amen. And we want to thank God for it. Amen. So we just want to look at the holiday a little bit and see, amen, what does God's word have to say, amen, about that. First, we want to give you a little brief history of the 4th of July and what the 4th of July is all about. A lot of people celebrate the 4th. They like the fireworks. Oh, I love the fireworks. They're so beautiful. I very rarely go downtown anymore in the crowd. But I'll sit home and, you know, watch the television and watch the fireworks, and it's so spectacular, you know. And we just want to thank God for the celebration and the barbecues that's taking place and the family gatherings, the cookouts, and vacations. And it's just a beautiful time. And so we just want to thank God, amen, for the experience. Amen. But, amen, beloved, amen, some people celebrate the 4th of July, but they don't even really know what the 4th of July is all about. So, Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. When many people think we celebrate the 4th of July because it is the day that we received our independence from England. So that's what they say. That's what we learned in history school. That's what we learned in elementary school. That's what we learned in our history class. Okay. But, beloved, have you ever wondered why we celebrate the 4th of July? Most people don't. Some people do. Okay. Or how the 4th of July holiday came about. Many people think we celebrate the 4th of July because it is the day we received our independence from England. While those people are thinking along the right track, that is not the entire reason that we celebrate the 4th of July, nor is it the reason that the 4th of July holiday came about. So, beloved, when we do our history, we'll find out that way back in the 18th century, the United States was not considered the United States. In fact, what we now call states were actually called colonies. The United States was actually an extension of England. And people traveled from England aboard ships to settle in America. But eventually, differences in life, thought, and interests began to develop, which caused a rift between Britain and America. When the colonies were first settled, they were allowed to pretty much develop freely without hardly any interface from Britain. But things abruptly changed in the year 1763. Britain suddenly decided that they needed to take more control over the colonies. So Britain decided that the colonies needed to return revenue to the mother country, and they needed to pay for the colony's defense, which was being provided by Britain. But the colonies did not agree with these new rules at all. They felt that since they were not represented in Parliament, that they shouldn't have to pay any kind of taxes to the mother country. Hence, that's where we get the saying, no taxation without representation. When Britain continued to tax, the colonies formed the first Continental Congress to persuade the British government to recognize their rights. And when this didn't work, beloved, a war was declared. This is what is known as the American Revolution. And after the first Continental Congress failed to persuade Britain to recognize the colony's rights and war was declared, things began to heat up. Many people who were both considered moderates and radicals had decided that enough was enough and that any kind of taxation without representation was considered tyranny. So people such as John Adams, Samuel Adams, Ben Franklin, as well as a group called the Sons of Liberty, decided that it was time to unite all the colonies and to stand together against Britain. And during the course of the American Revolution, a Continental Congress was formed. It is this group that adopted the final draft of the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence was drafted by John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, Robert R. Livingston, and Roger Sherman. After the first draft was written by Thomas Jefferson, it was revised by Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson before it was sent to Congress for approval. All 13 colonies stood behind the Declaration of Independence, and they adopted it in full on July 4th, 1776. And this is where the 4th of July holiday comes in, beloved. The 4th of July is known as Independence Day because that is the day that the Second Continental Congress adopted the full and formal Declaration of Independence. Even though we had declared that we were independent, the American Revolution was still being fought, which meant that we were still not independent. And regardless of the ongoing war the following year, the people in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, hallelujah, celebrated a muted 4th of July. While celebration on July the 4th, during the American Revolution was modest, after the war ended in 1783, the 4th of July became a holiday in many places. The celebrations include speeches, military events, parades, and fireworks. And to this day, the 4th of July is the most patriotic holiday celebrated in the United States of America. Amen. We want to thank God, amen, for our history on the 4th of July. Amen. What it's about. And amen. And I'm speaking to you right now from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We want to thank God for the role. Amen. How the Lord put us on the map. Amen. To declare, amen, independence. But beloved, amen, long before, some 2,000 years before Benjamin Franklin, amen, and then other boys got together, amen, to declare independence, I come to tell you that Jesus, amen, hallelujah, had come, amen, to do the same thing. Hallelujah. Jesus, amen, beloved. Benjamin Franklin and the other ones, amen, they were, amen, just making reference to certain colonies, amen, but Jesus came to make reference to the whole wide world. And amen, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. And not only did God give his son, but his son gave his life. Amen. Hallelujah. Dying on the cross of Calvary. Amen. To redeem a little sinner such as you and me. Amen. He died. Hallelujah. He rose again on the third day. And he ascended back up into heaven to live forevermore. Amen. And to serve as our chief intercessor, amen, and the propitiator for our sins, Jesus Christ is Lord. So the price has already been paid. Jesus therefore says, beloved, in Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 1, he says, hallelujah, for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm therefore and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Amen. Jesus came to bring independence. Amen. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Hallelujah. This is our independence. Beloved, Jesus Christ died to set us free from sin and from a long list of laws and regulations. But he did not free us to do whatever we want, because that would lead us back into slavery to our selfish desires. Rather, thanks to Christ, we are now free and able to do what was impossible before, to live unselfishly. Those who appeal to their freedom so that they can have their own way or indulge their own desires are falling back into sin. But it is also wrong to put a heavy burden of law keeping on Christians. We must stand against those who would enslave us with rules, methods, or special conditions for being saved or growing in Christ. Who are the false believers and spies in the church today, beloved? Glory be to God. As the Bible tells us, amen, in Galatians, amen, chapter number 2, amen, when it reads, hallelujah, give me one second here. Let me just turn over there. Hallelujah. This matter arose because some false believers had infiltrated our ranks to spy on the freedom, spying on our liberty, the liberty that Christ has given us as born-again believers, spying on our freedom we have in Christ Jesus, and to make us slaves. We did not give in to them for a moment so that the truth of the gospel might be preserved for you. So who is the Bible talking about when it's speaking about these false believers, these spies in the church, beloved? This role is filled by people who introduce extra rules or practices they claim are necessary for salvation or full participation in the Christian life. Motivated by a desire for control or superiority, they each promote their own agenda or vision as if it came directly from God. These are the people who twist the scripture to validate their opinions. They elevate non-essentials to the status of core essentials of the faith. Like the Pharisees, they are using their own law on a basis for salvation and Christian growth. Now, certain rules and policies of conduct are not wrong, and they're not bad if they are aligned with biblical principles. But they should never be used as requirements for salvation in Jesus. Otherwise, they enslave us to a set of rules in order to try to be made right with God, rather than allowing us to live in freedom by faith, knowing we are forgiven by faith alone. We must guard our freedom from the slave, from the law. We must guard our freedom from the law and from those false believers who would hinder God's grace with endless requirements. Beloved, we must guard our freedom. The same way the United States of America is guarding our freedom because of the Constitution, but that was signed on July 4th, 1776. But they'll fight, they'll die for it. Glory be to God. Beloved, in our Christian walk, amen, we must guard our freedom. Why? Because for freedom, Christ has set us free. And he tells us to stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. He also tells us in 1 Peter 2:16, he says, live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover up for evil, but living as servants of God. Beloved, Christians have freedom in Christ. But the apostles defined freedom more narrowly than the normal use of the word in common language. Christians use freedom as a tool for lives of exuberant service. It's the foundation gives us to reach our highest potential. Because God gives us freedom from religious rules, God gives us freedom from eternal guilt, we must not seek to indulge our own desires. Instead, we should reach for the best God has for us. Let your freedom sing a power. Let your freedom sing of joy. Let your freedom sing of love. Let freedom ring. Accountable to God and devoted to loving and serving others. Yes, beloved. Hallelujah. We must hold on to our freedom. Hallelujah. Why? Because Christ gave it to us. We're not talking about what Benjamin Franklin gave us, beloved. Maybe you're listening today and you're in a country that don't have the freedom that we experience here in the United States of America. That's why everybody is trying to get in the United States. They're crawling across the border. They've been smuggled in trucks. They're dying in trucks. Glory, any kind of way they can get in the United States of America because it's the land of the free. See, they dream about it. They do anything to get here. See, maybe we're speaking to you today, amen, that you're living in a country that do not experience the freedom that we have here in the United States of America. But I want you to know that in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, you have the true freedom. You have the true liberty. You have the freedom and the liberty that counts. Hallelujah. Last, beloved, I want to show you, amen, another scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Hallelujah. 3:17. And it says, now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There it is. That validates our message. Where the freedom of the Lord is, there is liberty. Those who were trying to be saved by keeping the Old Testament law were soon tied up in rules and regulations and in ceremonies. But now, beloved, thank God, through the Holy Spirit, God provides freedom from sin, freedom from condemnation, and freedom from the fear of death. When we trust Christ to save us, he removes our heavy burden of trying to please him and our guilt for failing to do so. He frees us from shame. He frees us from self-hatred, from addictions. He frees us from dead-end pursuits. By trusting Christ, we are loved, we are accepted in the beloved, we are forgiven, and we are free to live for him, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Jesus came to bring our independence, and it's not one day a year. Hallelujah is just not on that fourth day of July, but every single day of our lives, 365 days a year. Once we give our lives to Jesus, hallelujah, and we become slaves to in his kingdom, slaves to him, slaves to his will, slaves to his desire. Hallelujah. Not living by a whole bunch of man-made rules and regulations. Hallelujah. But only God rules. Hallelujah. What the Lord wants. Beloved, that's true independence. Hallelujah. When we can prosper, amen, according to the power in us, amen, and soar, amen, the higher height, the limit, amen, hallelujah, and be an example of the life of Christ, the light of Christ, the salt of Christ, the looking like Christ, talking like Christ, walking like Christ, hallelujah, and our own individual freedom, our own flavor, our own signature, our own personality, our own gifts with one focus, Jesus Christ is Lord, hallelujah, to express his lordship and our own individual ways being led by the Holy Ghost, that's true independence. That's true independence. Hallelujah. We want to say happy Independence Day today and every day. Hallelujah. Celebrate what Jesus, amen, came to provide for you and for me. And if you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, we invite you right now. We know you're getting ready for the parades. I might be watching a little bit of it myself. It's beautiful. We know you're getting ready for the fireworks. Yeah, I know I'm going to be watching the fireworks because I love the fireworks. We know you're getting ready for the barbecues and the eating. Yeah, we like to eat. We like to eat. Save me a little bit. Huh? Glory be to God. But with all of that, if you do not have Jesus, you do not have independence. Jesus is our independence. Our liberty and our freedom is found in him. It's in him we move, in him we live, and in him we have our being. Let us help you to experience true independence on this Independence Day. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall have independence. Why? Because he shall be saved. Saved. Glory be to God. Swiped out of the kingdom of hell, the kingdom of darkness, and adopted into the kingdom of light as God's royal priesthood and a chosen generation. It don't get no better than that. No better. How do you do it? Well, repeat after me. Father, I come to you in faith on this day. I come confessing every sin of omission and commission. I ask that you would forgive me for sinning against you. Forgive me for grieving you. Forgive me for living a selfish life. I stop now, and I surrender my life. I invite Jesus to come and live in me, to be my Lord, to be my Savior, to be my God, to be my friend. I yield in holy submission. I ask that you would save me from all of my sins and remove the guilt that is attached to it. Thank you. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for cleansing me. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you for receiving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you. Thank you for giving me the gift of eternal life. Now, Father, I surrender my life to you that you might use me and direct me according to your gracious plan. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Happy, we're going to put some double firecrackers up now. So double, I'm going to eat me two turkey burgers now. Glory be to God to celebrate your salvation. Oh, my God, hallelujah. I'm going to jump in the, I'm not just going to watch the parade. I'm going to jump in the parade and dance for you today to celebrate your salvation. Welcome to the family of God. We've been waiting on you. We've been waiting on you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The angels are rejoicing in heaven, and so are we. We are rejoicing too. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Reach out to us here at the Life Word Jesus. Amen. LifeWordJesus.org. Come on. Send us out an email at LifeWordJesus@gmail.com. Amen. Hallelujah. So we can pray with you, pray for you. Amen. Send you out some materials to help you to grow in your salvation. Lead you and guide you in the way the Lord will have you to go. Come on, reach out to us. We want to hear from you. Amen and amen. And we bless the Lord. Amen. Happy Independence Day. All right, beloved. Amen. It's going to be a good day. Whatever you do today, keep Jesus on your mind. Amen. Pray before you go. Don't go just because you got an invitation. Pray before you go. Get God's permission to go. It's okay to stay home. Amen. The Lord wants you home. Amen. So that's a safe place. That's a safe place. Huh? You don't have to be in the crowd. If the Lord send you to go out, go out. Amen. And be a witness for him. Hallelujah. To God be praised. Hallelujah. Whatever you do today, keep Jesus on your mind. There is no altar of prayer on today. We do not do altar of prayers on the holidays. Amen. Not on the holidays. Why? Because we say that's family time. That's family time. Your family want prayer, you pray for them. You pray for them. That's what all this preparation is about anyway. Amen. For us to go on out into the vineyard. We are being equipped to go out into the vineyard. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord's willing, we will resume our altar prayer on tomorrow. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. All right. I think that's it for right now. Father God, we want to say thank you for the word of God. Thank you, Father God, for Independence Day. Thank you for it, God. Thank you. Thank you for Benjamin Franklin and the other guys that you use. Thank you for the city of Philadelphia. Hey. Philadelphia's under attack right now. Philadelphia, Father God, doesn't look like a city of independence. Not with all the bloodshed and murder that's taking place. It looks like it's a straight contradiction. Straight contradiction, Father. But Father God, we're going to continue to lift you up. And we're going to continue to magnify you. We're going to continue to pray. And we're going to continue to do what you're calling us to do. God helping us. Father, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, we ask that you would lead us and guide us. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask that you would help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news, tears, sorrows, accidents, incidents, and calamities. Not even a mechanical malfunction. No bad news will come nigh our dwelling. And we say thank you for the blood of Jesus. And thank you for our true independence to serve you without restrictions. Not to serve sin, but to serve you. To serve in holiness. To serve in faith. To serve in obedience and joy in the Holy Ghost. Thank you. Now to him who's able to keep you from fall, keep us from falling, and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of lords. Lord's willing, we'll be back here tomorrow morning, same time, place, and station, giving God praise, glory, and all the honor. I love you. Amen. Have a good day. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you.
Standing on the promises. Jesus. Holding fast with all my might. Word. Because if God said it, I believe it. By my faith, I shall receive it. So I'm standing on the promises. I'm not gonna give up, I'm not gonna give in, I'm not gonna turn around. I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on the promises. Trusting in what God says.